Chapter 4. 2 days later, I got my clouds. They began scudding in during the afternoon, and by supper time they was mighty thick. Looked like rain, all right. I didn't fancy the idea of parading all the way into town in the rain, but I didn't have no choice. I needed clouds, and rain was likely to come with them. I set off when night was coming, but there was still some gray light coming down through the trees, so as I could get off that mountain before it got too dark. Once I was on the prairie, I'd be able to see the glow from the town and follow it in. There wasn't no real road from the mountains into town, but over the years, hunters and such had worn a track into the prairie. I'd be all right once I got onto the prairie. So I went on down through the gray, shadowy woods, hoping that Pa was still alive and his spirit wouldn't be hovering up by the ceiling of the store. And what if he was still alive, like I figured, and come downstairs and caught me? He'd wham the tar out of me, that was certain. Had a right to beat me half to death, I figured. Didn't reckon he'd kill me. Come close, though. It took me a couple of hours to get down off the mountain, working my way through the trees in the gray light. But then I was on the prairie. Ahead of me was a faint yellow light. Not much to it, but so's I knew where the town was. I wasn't in no rush now. I figured it was around 8, and I wouldn't want to climb through the window into the store until the town settled in for the night. So I took my time going in, stumbling along the track, hoping that I didn't step on no rattlesnakes. By and by, the yellowy glow began to separate out into spots of light, where people hadn't gone to bed yet, and lamps were shining through their windows. Oh, I knew that little town like the back of my hand. Didn't know everybody there, for in a place like that people was always coming and going. Turn up there looking for work, looking to buy a farm out in the country somewhere around, looking to trade with the Indians, looking to start some little business. Then they'd go, farther west maybe, up to Oregon, out to California, or get tired of empty prairie and the life out there and go back home. They came and went. But a lot of them stayed, and I knew them, knew where they lived.